Hi, I'm Jessica Carter, and this is your Metabolic Reset, helping you reach your health goals with simple tips and strategies. Today, we're going to talk about ashwagandha. You have probably heard about ashwagandha. It is a big buzzword in the health community, but maybe you just really didn't know that much about it. Historically, it's been used to boost energy levels, support immunity and libido, and positively affect mood, sleep, and stress. How awesome is that? It actually boosts our antioxidant intake, and it helps us control the spread of free radicals. So free radicals are kind of stress on the body, and they are specifically what ages us. And you know, not just in the physical appearance sense, but in the lifelong, I want to be vital and have longevity and health well into my 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s. Free radicals are what prevent us from having that. So we want to be battling these free radicals every day. It's also known to support the body with adrenal fatigue, or it's definitely known to show love to our adrenals. WebMD says that ashwagandha is an evergreen shrub that grows in Asia and Africa. It is commonly used for stress. It contains chemicals that might help calm the brain, reduce swelling, lower blood pressure, and alter the immune system. Since ashwagandha is traditionally used as an adaptogen, it is used for many conditions related to stress. You know, adaptogens go in there and they give the body what it specifically needs. Adaptogens are believed to help the body resist physical and mental stress. Some of these conditions it's used for are, and this is from WebMD, this is not me diagnosing anything, are insomnia, aging, anxiety, and many, many others. There is also good scientific evidence to support all of these uses. In fact, there are 1,690 results of studies with ashwagandha on PubMed. You can actually search PubMed with any essential oils or herbs and find a lot of research. If you're that research kind of person, you really want to dive into it. And if there are a lot of results, like say 1,690, you can even narrow down your search with what you hope to use that essential oil or herb for. So for example, ashwagandha stress, ashwagandha insomnia, etc. You know, whatever you're really wanting to look up on PubMed, and you can get that specific data, which I think is super cool. I take ashwagandha in a supplement called Mito2 Max. I take 1 to 2 of these every single morning with 1 Terazyme. I mean, first thing in the morning on an empty stomach, and it has benefits above and beyond more than just the ashwagandha because of the additional ingredients. So one of those is oligonol. It combines biologically active polyphenols from lychee fruit and green tea for quick absorption and effective protection of the cells and against free radicals and oxidation. So we talked about free radicals. We want to slow down that aging process so that our joints and our muscles and everything feels great. Our mind feels great well into our 60s, 70s, 80s, and 90s. Coenzyme Q10 is crucial in energy production of ATP and the mitochondria. So that is the food, the energy for our body. And then also there are acyl-L carnitine. I probably did not say that correctly. But I will put this in the show notes. It supports mental health and energy efficient production of ATP in the cell mitochondria and circulation to the brain. So yet again, we talked about body health and brain health well into our 60s, 70s, 80s, and 90s. It also enhances stamina and helps us use our oxygen efficiently, and it supports metabolic adaptation for diverse activities. So whether you're going to be on a plane ride, it's going to support the body and that circulation. If you're going to be running a marathon, it's going to support the body and the circulation that it needs. Please reach out with any questions. I would love to hear from you. Please follow or subscribe, and I will see you next time.